This is JIS News. Coming up, measures being taken to stabilize the People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica, Jamaica Constabulary Force to strengthen collaboration with Haitian police, and Labor Ministry relaunches energy conservation program. The news in detail after this message.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says several steps are being taken to stabilize the National People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica, NPCB, following the uncovering of financial irregularities at the institution. The minister says the government, through its regulatory body, the Agricultural Credit Board, has instituted several measures to protect the deposits of members after a recent audit pointed to several instances of mismanagement of funds. The measures include assuming management of the bank and installing an interim general manager.
An immediate suspension of loans to directors of the National People's Cooperative Bank. The rescheduling of loans to directors of the NPCB became subject to the approval of the AC board. Thus, instituting a loan ceiling of $15 million, where the source of financing is the National People's Cooperative Bank's members' deposits.
Mr. Kellyer says the Ministry of Agriculture is committed to completing an audit of the NPCB and getting a more fulsome picture of the state of affairs at the bank. Meanwhile, the Agriculture Minister is moving to clarify reports that approximately $665 million in member deposits at the National People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica cannot be accounted for amidst reports of financial irregularities at the institution. Minister Kellyer says, contrary to reports in the media, information has been disclosed as to how the funds were expended.
I'm advised, for instance, that the $665 million which is being bandied about as being unaccounted for is in fact members' deposits that were used inappropriately to acquire fixed assets and also to deal with operational expenses. This represents some 21% of the members' deposit.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Agriculture on Friday. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will be strengthening collaboration with the police in Haiti in order to eradicate the illicit drugs for guns trade between the two countries. Speaking at the launch of the Get the Guns campaign Thursday, Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams said arrangements are in place to dispatch police officers to Haiti to consult with their counterparts in that country.
We will introduce coastal watches, similar to neighborhood watch programs for the towns and communities along the seacoast, particularly those that have featured prominently in the guns for drugs trade between Jamaica and Haiti and other neighboring countries.
The police commissioner is also urging the church to assist in the effort to get illegal guns off the streets. And the Ministry of Labor and Social Security has relaunched its Energy Conservation Awareness and Savings Project aimed at reducing costs in the use of electricity, telephone, water, and paper. Originally instituted in May 2009, the project realized savings of approximately $20 million over the first 4 years. Members of staff from the ministry's locations across the island are engaged in the energy-saving initiative through internal jingle competitions and a public education campaign. Labor Minister Derek Kellyer says the relaunch signals a commitment on the part of the ministry to redouble its efforts to continue to realize positive results. The project is being relaunched under the theme Conserve, Preserve, Earn. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.